Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 January 2026. Now, if I haven't a cough in a year, forgive me. I'm getting over a little bit of a bug. I still got a little cough once in a while, and I can't stop it. It just comes on all of a sudden. But nonetheless, welcome to the program. We're glad you're with us. We had a lot to talk about tonight. Just me and you. We're going to share some information back and forth. I want to hear from you. And when I say that, I mean that. I value your folks' opinions and knowledge. Believe me, my friends, I have had to learn a lot from people a lot more intelligent than I am, a lot more knowledgeable than I am over the years. And I thank God they were out there to listen to and learn from. I really mean that. Seriously, I do. So don't think when you call in, you're bothering me, because you're not. You're really not. Look, this weekend we're going to have Bible study remotely again. It's supposed to get, well, it's going to be very cold, and the chance of snow and stuff on Saturday, I'm just not going to take the chance of it. Anyway, but you can join us nonetheless, like you always would, by going to PastorButch.com, and clicking on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there will be. We're going to do, as always, the first half hour in prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30, we're going to do the Christian Worldview News. One of the two, we're going to do a Bible study. I think you'll find it really interesting. Now, if you can't do that by watching us live, please just call the number 339-209-5013 and join us, please. 339-209-5013. And thank you for the numbers rising every month of people watching us. Thank you so much. That's such a blessing. It's humbling. It really, truly is humbling, but all praise to our Father. Folks, whatever knowledge I have and wisdom I have, it comes from Him and His grace only, not by anything that I deserve at all. I'm just a servant, just as everybody else is. So don't ever think that I'm somebody special, because I am not somebody special. I'm merely a servant doing the best I can to glorify our Father, just like you are. But thanks for being there with us, and I sincerely mean that. And don't forget, if you want to receive the February issue of the Minuteman magazine, you have to email me, please, or call the office, either one. But you can email me and say, I want to get the magazine. Just email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com, and say, I would like to receive the Minuteman magazine, and you will get it, my friends. You truly will. No charge. No charge at all. So I think you find it very valuable. If you do, I just ask you, please, to pass it on to your friends and family. Pass on to your whole mailing list so we can get the word out there as much as possible. I'm sure that's how we're increasing listenership and readership, because people out there like you would join us in a battle. This is not a one-man battle. This is our Father leading us and our Savior leading us in, and as a host, but it's a joint effort as a body of Christ. You help me, folks, and I'm going to glorify our Father and help you with what you're trying to do also. So please remember that. If you receive it, please pass it on. I mean, really do that for us. If you want to call the office, leave your email address or place an order, whatever, have any questions, between 9 and 4 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday, normally the phone is answered at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you. We're here for you. All you have to do is call. That's all you have to do. Now, we're going to discuss something tonight. I'm going to end up with an article I want to read. It's not very long. It's entitled The Obedience Cult. The Obedience Cult, written back in 2015. Before we go there, though, I want you to understand that I'm very blessed and very thankful that over the many years that on radio, almost 33 years, and preaching about 50 years, that I've had the honor and the privilege of knowing really intelligent, good-hearted people who have taught me many things and been very patient with me as I grew certain things I used to believe, because that's what I was taught all my life. I didn't understand, folks, so many times why people were so contrary to what I was taught when I grew up. Now, not that everything I taught was wrong. The morals I was taught and the values I had, the work ethic was not lost. But the brainwashing given to us as children at home, in school, and everywhere else was very thorough. And in the churches also. It took me a lot of years to discern a lot of ignorance and lies from the truth. By the grace of God and the patience of many people, I've learned a few things. One thing I have learned is, as the scripture tells us, that we're going to reap what we sow. That goes for individuals and a nation. Individuals can be judged in the here and now, but our eternal judgment comes after our death. We're judged in eternity. But keep in mind that nations must be judged in the here and now. They don't exist after this world is renewed. Nations have to judge now. And you reap what you sow. And as I think Newton said, I believe it was his third law of emotions, he made a very simple statement. It makes sense, absolute sense. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. In other words, everything you do has consequences. Our actions or inactions, either one, always bring forth consequences. Actions or inactions both bring forth consequences. And whether the action is done with good intentions or bad or evil intentions makes no difference. They bring forth consequences. And if we are doing, trying to do righteous things and good things, but doing not according to the word of God, they cannot bring good consequences. They bring forth evil consequences. Even of a pure heart, folks, we can make mistakes lots of times by working on our own understanding, which according to Proverbs 3, we're not supposed to do. So we can sometimes, with everything in us thinking that we're doing the right thing, still go against God's laws and pay a hellish price for it with our lives, our children's lives, and our nation. So understand that everything we do or don't do, either way, will bring forth consequences. Understand that. And one of the things we're warned about in the scriptures over and over and over again is to not put our trust in man. Not just in man's governments, but in man's knowledge and wisdom. Now, the Bible says man is fallible. The Bible says man's lives are short. And when man has no power outside of this earth, once he's dead, he's dead. After that, the judgment. So when we put our trust in man and man's ideas and wisdoms that are not in line with the word of God, then we become, foolish in the eyes of God because of our trust in God Almighty. You know, most of y'all probably know this, but the middle verse of the Bible is Psalms 118:8. That's the middle verse of the whole word of God. Out of 66 books, that's the middle verse. Psalms 118:8 says this. Now listen very carefully. it is better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The next verse more or less repeats the same thing. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In other words, don't trust man, don't trust leaders. That is the middle verse of the Bible. Now, you think it was by accident? Do you think there's something that he's trying to tell us there? We have much wisdom passed down to us by our founders in this country. And I don't agree with everything that all of them believed. I don't. But I could be wrong also. I've been wrong many times. But some of the things they give us, they learned the hard way, tried to pass on some knowledge and wisdom to live by, not to let the same things happen to us again. Unfortunately, my generation and the last couple generations, which are much worse than mine, were not taught anything in the way of independent thinking and obedience to the laws of God. Our nation lost its way many years ago, when it started compromising with the Word of God, compromising with the laws God set up to run this world and to run nations. We paid a hellish price for it, and our children are paying much more. George Washington gave out a warning in his farewell address that we have ignored or forgot about, basically. We've forgotten about it. I didn't know it for years. He gave us a warning that we've seen it come to fruition in my lifetime, and people still are maybe seeing it, but they don't understand it and don't believe it. A very common sense idea he passed on thus that we've ignored through ignorance, maybe, but we ignored it, and now we're paying for it. I'm going to read to you, if you don't mind, a part of George Washington's farewell address with a warning concerning the peril of allowing candidates to be nominated and national policies to be promoted by competing political parties. Now, he's warned us against having candidates be nominated and political parties to compete for political policies. This is what he said. It's almost a prophecy, folks, and it's happened. He said, they serve two organized factions. To put in the place of the delegate will be of the nation, the will of the party. Often a small but artful and enterprising minority. Let me warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party. Not the spirit of liberty, not the spirit of union and the word of God and Constitution, but in the spirit of party, Republican Democrats right now. He said, once you do that, once the powers that be can nominate two candidates, you get to choose between the two. They know what they're doing, folks. They know how to control it and manipulate it. And only, now I'm saying this southernly, but only people who are totally ignorant, or fools believe otherwise. Now, that's all I can say. I'm saying very politely. Ignorance is one thing, but to know the truth and still do it, to become a fool. To deny the word of God, to deny there's a God, you become a fool. So we've been deceived in so many different things because we've been taught for so long to obey, don't ask questions, just do as you're told, and it's for your own good. I'm going to read to you something here James Madison said. And I want to read to you as slowly as possible. And bear with me because I'm having to have some teeth work done here in a couple of weeks, and my words look about like I want them to because my teeth are not functioning like they're supposed to. So bear with me. I'm not making excuses, but that's just the way it is. But Madison was known to be a philosophical soulmate of Thomas Jefferson, but sometimes his contemporaries considered him somewhat paranoid and suffering from fears for the nation that would never happen. But the passing of time was to prove him more insightful than many of his contemporaries had thought. He said, now listen, folks, he said this. If Congress can employ money indefinitely, in other words, if they can get a hold of the money, manipulate it any way they want to, this is what he said. If Congress can employ money indefinitely for the general welfare and are the sole and supreme judges of the general welfare, they may take the care of religion into their own hands. They may appoint teachers in every state, county, and parish, and pay them out of the public treasury. They may take into their own hands education for children, the establishment of the like manner schools throughout the nation. They may assume the provision of the poor. were the power of Congress to be established in the latitude contended for, it would subvert the very foundations and transmute the very nature of the limited government established by the people of America. In other words, if you let them take control of the power, they'll start running religions. They will start compromising with that. They will start appointing themselves teachers in public schools. They were more or less brainwash your children. He warned us about that long before it happened. But yet, there's an action that has a reaction, right? There's an equal and opposite reaction. We're seeing what's happened because we've allowed this to happen. This action took place. Now we're reaping the benefits of this action, which is chaos and all matter of disruption and evil in our country. Once you allow government to control the purse string, and folks have done it for so long now that you have about 80% or more of the people in this country under the thumb of the leaders of this country, the politicians, because we depend on that to pay our bills. That, my friends, is control. And once the people become desperate and needy and fearful, they'll follow anyone with a sack of corn right into the hog pen to be slaughtered at the whim of their masters. You don't like it? I don't like it. But we're warned in Scripture, in the middle of verse of the Bible, not to put your trust in man or in princes, but we have. Our founders, some of them realized this could happen. Washington said, don't let two parties become the power, the speaking point of the country. And Madison said, don't let government control the persons. If they do, they'll run your whole life. Could that be any more obvious than it is today? Could that be any more obvious than it is today? Unlimited force are the results of an obedient cult. An obedience cult is what we got now, this whole maneuver of our, I hate to say this word, but it's true, our controllers. We've been taught all our lives to obey law, obey his teacher, obey everybody, obey everybody but God. As a matter of fact, we're taught your parents may be wrong also. So schools are right, parents are wrong. Obey us, not your parents. We've seen this happen. Children go off to college, get a higher education, come back educated fools, and think their parents are old-fashioned and out of it. This is all part of what we were warned against by our founders and scriptures. This article I'm going to read, The Obedience Cult, was written back in 2015, 9 years ago. Now, I want you to think about this a little bit. How did we become so complacent, so compliant, and so obedient? It didn't happen overnight. It didn't. But we allowed it to happen because we have been brainwashed slowly but surely from all fronts to just follow and not question what's going on. The article says, not too many years back, warnings of peak oil circulated widely, and it made me consider something a good deal more dangerous, peak obedience. If that concept strikes you as odd, there's a reason. We've all been living inside an obedient cult. In our typical scary cult stories, we find people who have given up their own functions of choice and do crazy things because they were told to by some authority. But so long as people are within the cult, none of it appears crazy. May I bring to mind again COVID, masking, 6 feet distance. How damnably stupid could we have been to follow those rules, but we did in the masses. And lining up to take a jab is killing millions of people, making many people sick. How much more proof do you need other than that this has happened? Now, but as long as people do it, see, it doesn't seem out of place. It doesn't seem crazy. The ones that don't obey are the ones that look to be crazy, right? So inside a cult of obedience, obedience would seem righteous. And more than anything else, it would seem normal. Now, I think that very well describes the Western status quo. Again, let this go back to 2021, when COVID took over the country and people lost businesses, lost jobs, lost their livelihood, period, and give up their lives literally to a fake vaccine that's killing millions of people. Obedience, however, should not seem normal to us. Obedience holds our minds in a child state. That is not fitting for any healthy person past their first years of life. is also presumptuous. I'm sorry, it also presupposes that the people we obey have complete and final knowledge. And in fact, they do not. Politicians, central bankers, and other lords of the age have been wrong, obviously and publicly wrong, over and over. So obedience is not a logical position to take. Nonetheless, the mass of humanity believes that something horrible will happen if they don't obey. After that, they merely need to be supplied with a defensible reason to comply. Let me repeat that sentence. After that, they merely need to be supplied with a defensible reason to comply. Well, if you don't get the jab, you're going to die. If you don't get the jab, you don't love your country. I've heard all that nonsense. But all of that, even though true, isn't what I'd like to take you away from this discussion. My primary point is this. When we obey, we make ourselves less conscious. We make ourselves less alive. And it goes on to say, why obedience is peaking? Let me read you this to you. Over the past two centuries, more or less since a public school has taken root in the country, authority has benefited from a perfect storm of influences. There was never such a time previously, and there probably will never be another, but briefly, here's what happened. Morality was broken. For better or worse, Western civilization had a consistent set of moral standards from about the 10th century through the 17th or 18th century. Then through the 20th century, those standards were broken. Note, I didn't say that morality was changed. The cultural morality of the West was not replaced, but broken. The West has endured a moral void ever since. Now, folks, I witnessed that in my own family. This is my comments course. In my own family, you can't judge. Well, how dare you use that word to describe a homosexual, as a sexual deviant? That's unkind. I mean, so is it unkind to call a murderer, or is that unkind? I mean, you see, we have a moral void. Not that morals are still there. They're applicable. They're still in the Word of God. But no one looks at me longer. No one considers to be immoral anything. It's whatever feels good at the time, do it. Previously, people have routinely compared authorities' decrees to a separate standard, most often the Bible, to see if they held up. With Western morals broken, authority was freed from examination and thus from restraint. Economics of scale. Factories made it much cheaper to produce large numbers of goods than the old way in individual workshops. Economists call this an economy of scale. Thus, a cult of size began making obedience to the large seem normal. Fiat currency has allowed governments to spend money without consequences, allowed politicians to wage war, and to provide free food, free education, and free medicine, all without overtly raising taxes. Fiat currency made it seem that politics was magical. Mass conditioning come about then, folks. Built on the factory model, massive government institutions undertook the education of the populace. Now, this is what Madison warned about. And more important than their overt curriculum, math, reading, etc., was their invisible curriculum of obedience to authority. Here, to illustrate, is a quote from the esteemed Bertrand Russell, who himself, quoting Johann Caleb Fichte, a founding father of public schooling, said this: education should aim, to pay attention, this is not my wording, education should aim at destroying free will. Folks, the education there, of course, talking about public school education. It's talking about media education. It's talking about so-called church education. It should be aimed at destroying free will. So that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than the schoolmasters would have wished. Now, the schoolmasters, again, are not just public school teachers. They're misguided parents, their media outlets, and their pastors. How many times have you heard Romans 13 taught and preached that we must obey government no matter what? It's a damnable lie, a damnable heresy. But I promise you that 80% of the churches in America believe that's true. That's why we're in this hell of a mess. Just pull it like it is. Mass Media Turbocharge Authority and Obedience in the 20th Century, followed by the free account launchers of Facebook, Google, and others. All this went beyond authority's grandest dreams. These things created an unnatural peak for authority, but now this perfect storm is thinning. You know, folks, I want to believe this. I want to believe that people are starting to see the through lies, and I believe some probably are. We have had a very high compliance inertia in this country for a long time. We comply because it's easier to go along, get along. We don't want confrontation with our families. We don't want confrontation with authorities in power, so to speak. We don't want confrontation with law enforcement. We want to obey because we've been taught to obey in the past. We don't want to ask questions. We don't want to rock the boat. We've been taught by everybody around us, our parents, our schools, everything out there, our pastors, obey, comply. Just go along. It's for your own good. And authority, after a while, becomes addicted to the idea that they're not going to be questioned. So as time passes by, we question less and less and obey more and more. For those that do question authority, they become the enemies of the state. Oh, yeah, we're seeing that right now, big time in our country. Been going on for a long time. Trump just put this kind of further. Don't throw stones to Trump. The camel wouldn't been a lot better, been worse a lot of different ways. So either way, no matter, because you see, again, they chose the candidates. They chose the nominees. We get to pick the lesser two evils, which is damned to be ignorant and unbiblical. Deuteronomy chapter 17 tells us to elect men, not women, men from our own brethren. Read your own Bible, folks. Don't take my word for it. Read your Bible. But this is what we have today. We become so compliant and so afraid of speaking against authority that when we do speak against it now, people go to jail for it. Now, because we become that compliant, complicit with authority, to question them makes them feel like we're questioning a God. And we are. We are. We become automatic, obedient to everything because we were taught from our childhood to obey, obey, obey. And our parents should be obeyed in the Lord. But we were taught to go out into the world. And I grew up believing America was a perfect country. And wherever the flag went, I could stand and salute it and be honored to be an American. And I believe that. I did. I would get up every morning and pledge the flag back when America was still some decent country. I would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I would. And we had prayer school though then too. So we knew the authority higher than our nation. Over a period of time though, we had to take that out, the prayer to God, but we can still stand for the flag, I suppose. And we should do that all the time, I guess. That's in our minds to do so. Whether we know that now they kill millions of children, sodomize their sons and daughters, and kill children all over the world, innocent people, but we still salute that flag. My question is why, my friends? Why? I got the breath.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, it's that theme song I've been playing almost 33 years. Says it again. This is war. We're at war here. No, maybe not yet. Not yet with guns in our hand, although I can see it coming in the future. But it hasn't happened yet, at least not in a major way. But we are at war, mostly with ourselves, and having the courage to stand up against evil when we see it. It's hard to break old habits, is it not? But, you know, obedience without question really takes away our best parts, I guess you say. It takes away our individuality. It takes away our minds and what the thinking, reason things do. It takes away our ability to desire to speak up and tell the truth, no matter what other people think. It degrades us. It truly does. It undercuts our effectiveness of being just people and created by God Almighty. It takes that away from us. It takes away our sense of, and I don't mean this in a bad way, of self-worth. Now, I say that to glory of God, but I know that we're doing something right because it's right to do. You sign away your life and don't ask any questions about it. That's what it boils down to. I was talking to Todd during the break there. I said, I lost 6 or 8 friends in Nam. I'm trying to think. I went to two different schools while I was in high school. I lost 4 in one class, and I think 3 or 4 more in the other class, young men who died during the Vietnam War. I asked Todd, what do we have to show that really helped this world or our country after those 60,000 men were killed in Vietnam? What do we have to show for it? See, somebody tell me that. You know, General Smedley Butler said this, and I read it to you before, but he said that you know, war's a racket, and it truly is. He made a comment that is so outstandingly true that you would think the masses could see it. But he said, when their dollar only brings 6% here, they can make 100% in profits overseas. Well, where the dollar goes, the flag goes. Where the flag goes, our young men go. War's a racket. It's all about money and control. For the benefit of a few, many suffer. That comes to blind obedience. That comes to blind obedience. What man says and man wants us to do, we don't question. Again, COVID proved that. I cannot believe that intelligent people and my own family were so ignorant of the truth. Not ignorant. The ignorance is one thing. They were so complacent and compliant that they actually said, don't give them 6 feet of them and wear a mask. They didn't attend family function because of this. I can't believe some of my own family did that. And they got the jab. I don't understand it. I am, believe me, my friends, my IQ probably about 10 points higher than a tomato plant. I'm not that bright a person. But I am not commanded by God to obey man always without question when it comes to something that is common as my health and my trust in who created my body. Yeah, I was ignorant enough, folks. I took vaccination growing up. Most of y'all did, too. I took vaccination after vaccination when I went in the military. That was just a thing you do. You line you up, and they give you needles, or they had a new invention. They had a vaccination gun that shot into you. But I didn't know, you see. I was taught to obey. Especially wearing a uniform, just obey. Don't question. It's like Smedley Butler did. Finally, when he figured out he was already retired, as a Major General of the Marine Corps, he figured it out. You see, again, actions bring reactions that are equal to the action. We sent troops overseas to invade foreign countries for the profitability of many people, bankers, oil industry, and a whole lot more than that. We've done that. We did. We were in Afghanistan because they had brought a lot of heroin out of there. Did so in Vietnam also, packed in body bags. And this is all true. Now you see that was the action. Now we're seeing the reaction. We're hated all over the world, disrespected all over the world. As a nation, America's a laughingstock, and rightfully so, and so is Europe, by the way. It's amazing how the Caucasian race all over the world become laughingstocks of the world because of our ignorance and stupidity, and mainly because we deny God. When you deny God's authority, you deny everything that's going to keep your personal life, your family life, and your nation together. Once God's out of it, it dissolves into chaos, utter chaos. And we become compliant. If we're not going to obey God, folks, without question, we're not going to obey him, then we're going to obey man. And man likes it that way because that's control. You see, those who control us own us. Oh, yeah, that's true. As I said before, obedience is worship. And worship is obedience. When you obey man over God, you made man your God. I've done it. You've done it. We've all done it. We're all still doing it. I got to speak to a couple of men today. They're going to be in the broadcast here real soon that I really respect. One of them is Jim Harden up in New York State. Been in jail. Had his pro-life clinic or his counseling clinic bombed. All kinds of things. He's still in the battle with everything happening in court and everything else. This man says, Pastor, I get weary. I have to agree with him. I understand. I do, too. I get tired, especially anymore physically. 77 years old, folks, going on 78. I get tired. My body gets tired. And when I get a little sick, I don't recover as fast as I used to. That's just life. That's part of growing old. Whether you like it or not, the flesh does become weak as you get older. And sometimes the soul can grow weary. That's just being a man or a woman. That's just being in this body. Even Christ went to the garden, sweat drops of blood, and said, Father, I don't want to do this. If it's the other way, let this cup pass from me. I don't want to go through with this. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Folks, that's how we got to look at this. He knows our bodies. He knows our frames. He knows our minds. But we've been so manipulated, so controlled for so long that we really think that to go contrary to the common flow, what they want to call the common good, is wrong and sinful. And if you do that, if you don't do these things, you don't love your family, you don't love your country. I've been taught, you were taught that. I was so brainwashed, and when I went into the military, thinking I was doing the right thing, and all those people that burned the draft cards and went to Canada were cowards and reprobates. Yeah, I was brainwashed. I really was. But that's where we are today. There's no point in even thinking about anything differently than that, folks. That's where we are as a nation. More and more, I think, are getting their eyes open. But it's like getting a fire extinguisher out when the house started burning. America cannot be turned around now. It's been way too long for that. But you can. understand this, my brothers and sisters and friends. A lot, everybody says, not my brother and sister. You're not born again. I love you, but you're not my brother or sister. You're going to answer one day for yourself before God Almighty. I can't answer for you. I can't stand in for you. I can do nothing but tell you the truth. One day, you, sir, ma'am, young person, are going to stand before God and give account for the deeds done in your body, whether good or evil. Unless you receive Christ as your Savior through by grace through faith, accepted Him, and if you love Him, trying to keep His commandments, you're going to be judged one day for what you've done. And even Christians are going to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ one day. Even Christians are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day and give account for deeds done in the body. Like or not, folks, we're all going to be judged. The difference is the blood been applied or not? Are you going to keep obeying your own desires, your own what you think is right, contrary to the laws of God? Again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. A good intention will take you right to hell. Anything outside of the will of God is sinful. That's what the book says. It says that breaking the law is sin. That's what it said. The God's law, the breaking is sinful. And when we obey man over God, when it comes to COVID, even shut down our churches, we're told to fellowship together. We didn't do it because we're out of fear. We disobey the word of God. Payday is coming, my friends, my brothers and sisters. It's coming. There's no way around it. Payday for every one of us is coming. I don't care if you're an atheist, an agnostic, or a Buddhist, or a Muslim, whatever you are. Payday is coming. Unless you know who Jesus Christ is, unless you know that you've been born again, worshiped the blood of Christ, and become a new creature in Christ, you're going to pay. I don't care if you go to the mosque three times a day, bow down the streets, and mumble a bunch of jumbo. I don't care what you do. Muhammad was a fake, a child molester and a pervert. So don't get mad if you want to. I really don't care. And Buddha was nothing but a fraud. Every other religion that names anyone but Christ as the center of it is a fake and a fraud. And I'm telling the truth. You don't have to like it. I do care, but it's not going to bother me enough to shut up. You either come to Christ or repenting of your sins and seeing what you've done wrong, or you're going to spend a long time in a bad place. Now, obedience to man will lead to damnation. When you go to a church that teaches that Romans 13 is complied with government in all ways, no questions asked, you're paving the way to hell in your life and your family's life. It's not Bible. It's not scripture. It's a damnable heresy that's been brought about, and you're going to pay for it. The phone line, by the way, folks, is open. You're going to call and talk to him. You're running out of time so fast. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. One more time. 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you, and I mean that, but that's up to you. I know this kind of preaching and teaching sometimes ruffles feathers. That's fine. I'd rather you be mad than indifferent. If you're mad at me, at least I hit home and you're thinking about it. I mean, if you're indifferent, that means I haven't been able to reach you, and that breaks my heart. Our souls depend on us and what we do in this life. Our souls depend on our decision what to do with Jesus Christ. Our soul, our eternal soul, depend on everything. And the Lord himself said, what would profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? You see, the cult of the Antichrist is built on obedience. The occult of the Antichrist is built on obedience. Unless you obey, you can't buy or sell. You can't live. We've been brainwashed into obeying for so long that we no longer even question the fact that we're supposed to obey government. Well, who's going to be head of the government one day? How about the Antichrist and his minions who are now setting up their one world government control with AI and a whole lot more. As my old friend passed away a couple of years ago, you say, in New Mexico, Mick, you say AI is demonic. At first, I didn't know what he's talking about. Now I certainly do. It is demonic. And even the people that were say are intelligent people in the mass media says there's time coming when you won't be able to even believe evidence when you see it or hear it. You won't be able to tell from fake. This is coming. This is how do you think the Antichrist is going to go about this, folks? You think he's going to just call the sun and show up on the scene and just take over, it won't work that way. You're going to come in with all kinds of matter of telling the truth and seeming like he's guiding us in the ways that are righteous. That's how it's going to work. And because we've been taught to comply for so long, we're going to follow. After all, we've been taught we got to obey government to get a welfare check, Social Security check, a Medicaid, Medicare. We've been taught to obey government so we can keep that coming. You got to be good little servants, pay our taxes, so we can keep this thing going. We've been taught that for so long, we wouldn't dare question the fact that if we don't obey, we won't be able to buy or sell. It's your obedience caught, folks. The Antichrist, the beast system, Satan is ahead of it. Now, which God do you choose to serve? The God of creation, Jehovah God, his son Jesus Christ, or Lucifer, the prince of darkness, the prince of this world, the power of the air? Which one do you choose to serve? Obviously, wonder now that we'll say he's in charge of the earth systems, has done a very good job in training us to obey him. Through ignorance, it makes a difference what the reason is. We've been taught to obey, so we're not going to question that. We're going to do it because we're taught not to question, just to obey. After all, you got to pay your bills, right? You got to be able to eat. You got to feed your family. So why would he question what he tells us to do so we can go and continue to do so? I can't believe the phone lines are quiet tonight. I'm getting one that people are actually listening and are hearing what I'm saying. And if you're listening, that's wonderful. And hope making sense to you and hope you contemplate what I'm saying. But your opinions and what you say is important to me. Please don't think I'm the head honcho here. I'm not. I'm no more in charge of this program than you are. I'm just a servant. I'm a mouthpiece. But you're part of the family. You want to share your thoughts, you do so. 717-300-1698. But I'm telling you the truth there because I love you. I'm guilty. I am not throwing stones at you, because if I do that, then I got to throw stones myself too. I'm guilty. I know what I'm talking about. I'm as guilty as you are. I followed middle along because that's the way I was taught. That's the way I was taught to obey. And obedience sometimes is far easier on the flesh than disobeying and taking a chance of paying for it with fines and jail time and who knows what else. I've interviewed many men and women, and mostly men, who took a stand and lost their family because of their wives divorced them and children left them. I've talked to many men who paid the ultimate price on earth for taking a stand for Christ and righteousness. I truly have. And it breaks my heart. I've been blessed to have a woman that so far has stood beside me through thick and thin. I think she'll finish it up now. After 54 years, I think she got used to it. But she stuck with me through things I know scared her. I mean, I know it scared her because I was the only one speaking up, or very few of speaking up together, and taking a stand in church as a pastor that made me, unlikable in those churches. That's why they asked me to leave. That's why I was voted out. You see, this is what's happening, because if you take a stand for truth, it's going to cost you. It cost our Savior his life. It cost Paul and Peter their lives, and it cost them everything that this world had to take away from them. But their souls are worth more than everything they lost, folks. Understand that. Their souls are worth so much more than that, and yours is too. Please don't think that you're going to slide by one day and think, well, I'll just go by until it's about over, then I'll change my mind and come to Christ. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Unless the Holy Spirit draws you, you cannot make it. You will not come to Christ. And the Bible says the Spirit will not always strive with man. In other words, you come to the time in your life when you're going to cross the line, you have no way back to him. You become reprobate. That's very dangerous. You become reprobate. And then you are lost forever, no matter what. So don't wait till the last minute and say, well, I'll wait till on my own terms. No, you come on his terms only. On his terms only. No other way there. Let's go to Sister Jan. Jan's always out there listening. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor. You need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really shocked. I thought more people would lay at the phone lines and give an opinion, but they're not doing it. Go ahead.
Okay. We are about to face that decision.
Yes, we are.
God or the devil. We've balanced ourselves on this line for a long time. Not quite crossing. but right on this line. One foot yes. in the big foot, the camp of man, and one foot in the camp of God. And we cannot do that. Both
the gap,
feet have to
the
be
gap
on
is getting
God's
too
side.
Wide. The gap's getting yep. so wide we can't straddle forever. That's true.
That's right.
That's true.
And the and we're done, and it's coming quickly. That those of us yes, that are standing with one foot on each side are just going to get dropped right into the fire, and that'll be that.
Well, I think you understand what I've been saying. We've been trained all of our lives to obey, 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 and we've done it for so long, Jan. It's foreign to us to think otherwise, isn't it? Sometimes.
Sometimes it is, but you know we have a book where we're given what God expects. He wants us to love Him as much as He loves us.
That's right.
And when we disobey, He's going to give us an opportunity to straighten ourselves out. Like a parent, you do something wrong, they're going to warn you. If you don't pay attention, they're going to punish you. Well, now we've gone so far as to that God sees us as worse than in Noah's day, or this stuff wouldn't be going on.
I agree.
The judgments wouldn't be coming.
And never before in history has the world system been set up so well that they can actually do it just like the bee system wants it to be done in mass. It's never happened before in history. You've never had the technology to do this, but now it's here.
It's all worldwide now, with us, with America in the heart of it.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, it is. It is. And they can shut everything off and force you to go and join them or do without.
That's what's going to happen.
If you're going to go join them, you're going to lose the most important thing that you have,
yep,
and that is
true.
God.
And your soul. It's gone. It's
and
done.
Your soul. Bodies only last so long. Your souls will live forever.
Amen. One place or the other. Jan, thanks, God. One yeah. more call coming in, Jan. Thanks for being there. I do appreciate it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Hi, Pastor.
Good talking to you. Talk to you soon. All right, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch.
Yes.
One of the things I've noticed with the church, and I really do love the church. I just hate what they've become. And you're right about, you know Romans 13, and I've seen this happen in churches. Where I've been told straight up by Christians and pastors that we must be obedient to man, must be obedient to government. That's called lean on your own understanding, which is dangerous.
Well, I would say that Peter must have went to hell. He said in Acts 5:29, we got to obey God rather than man. So Peter went to hell, apparently, huh?
I don't think so. And what did Jesus say to the apostles in the Gospel of Luke? He said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. I don't think his sword was for peeling apples and trimming fingernails.
Nope.
And the sword that he was talking about was one that was very vicious in those days, the one the Romans used, that you didn't want to go up to it because it'll literally rip you apart. So Jesus had to be going into hell too then. He broke the law. But Jesus was the biggest lawbreaker anyway. He broke more of man's laws than man could ever, you know, break himself in these days because Christ said, I'm obedient to the Father, not to man. So
that's
that
right.
meant
and,
that Christ
and,
is in he, heaven, not in hell.
He made the mistake of upsetting the preachers too, didn't he?
Oh, I tell you what, he got them all jealous. And they were so jealous of him that they wanted to steal from him that very thing that they couldn't steal from him, which was salvation. And they wanted to be God on earth. And Christ, he was God on earth just for those 33 years. And now he's still God of our lives. And
Amen.
He's not going to back down. He's going to be there no matter what. And he loves us, Butch. I screw up every day. Every day I ask God to forgive me my sins. And I've had people tell me, well, you know, once you have Christ, you can't sin anymore. I've actually had a lady tell me that if you can speak in tongues, no longer you can sin. I thought, well, where do you come up with that in the Bible?
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, every day I'm a sinner because I use a debit card. I'm being forced more and more to use a debit card instead of cash. I rent an apartment because I think renting is biblical. but my landlord's paying a mortgage on this place, so I'm paying his mortgage, so that's not biblical. And, you know, I've been in churches where I questioned doctrine, and I got shunned.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I love the church. I just hate what they become.
I understand that. I do. I do. Well, good points, Joe, and about out of time. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I think people need to think about getting their spiritual house in order, because as Jan was saying, Jesus is coming soon. We
Amen.
Better be ready.
Amen. And what Michael said last night, get yourself right with Christ. Good call, Joe. Thanks for being there. I do appreciate it. I really do.
You too.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing with us. And folks, when I preach the truth a little bit, I know that comes across a little bit hard sometimes. I don't mean to make anybody angry, but I'd rather make you angry than not make you feel anything at all. I'm here by God's grace for almost 33 years. I'd like to thank for his glory and by his help and grace, I've done something to glorify him and maybe edify the body of Christ. I mean, I do like phone calls coming in. A lot of y'all tell me you don't want to interfere. And a lot of people hear this program on the weekends out in the Northwest on ACN Network and with Tom Reed. I appreciate Tom playing this program. They hear it then, so they can't call it in live. But understand this. We're accountable to God and him alone. We're not going to answer the Supreme Court. We're not going to answer the President or Congress. We're going to answer to God alone on Day of Judgment. Unless Christ is our intercessor and mediator, we are going to go to hell. And that's by faith through grace, not of works. Understand that we will give account. We, you and I, individually, will give account one day. Make your choice. Make it wisely. The obedience call has taught us so long in so many different wrong ways that it's hard to imagine that we could be so deceived, but we have been. Adam and Eve was sin in perfection. We can be deceived for sure because we know the nature of Adam in us. But folks, we do love you, and I want to thank you for being with us for so many years. I don't know what next month is going to hold. I have no idea. 33 years is a long time being on the radio. And thank you for being there with us for so long, because this program is not my program. I'm a servant of Christ, just like you are. It's not my program. And we are a team with this. Please remember that. We are a team. I am not in charge. I may be the host, but I'm not in charge of this. We are a team, and for years we stood together, and by the grace of God made a difference in a lot of people's lives. I love you with all my heart, and I'm here for you. No, don't call us back to talk to a perfect man, because there's none of them here. But I'll do what I can to help if I can, folks. Feel free to call me anytime. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Have a good night, and question, folks, whom you obey. God bless.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.